All right. Well, we, as a group, listened to a great song by Ted Farrell called The Attic of Your Mind. And I don't know if you have an attic. Attics aren't such a popular storage place anymore. A lot of people have basements. I mean, we have an attic, and we do have a number of things up there. But the reason I wanted to kind of talk about this and share it is that right around this time of the year, especially many people are thinking about planting gardens or trimming trees or seeding the lawn. Maybe planning a household project or two, kind of like, hey, the weather's getting a little nicer. Maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll go on a trip. Who knows, right? So what do we normally call this sort of renovation? You know, there's a common term we would call it. What is it? Spring what?
Cleaning.
Spring cleaning. Spring cleaning. We go through, or in many cases, people procrastinate about it because they look at it and like, I don't want to go through that stuff. We go through our closets. We go through garages. We go through our basements. And yes, even attics at times. And what we do is we sort out the things we have, and then we can decide what to keep, what to give away, or what to send to the dump, right? Just trash, because it just has no value. And I don't know about you, but in the process of moving, which we did almost 3 years ago now, unbelievable. You know, as you go through your things, you realize, what am I doing with all of these things? I don't even need them. I don't use them. I mean, somebody was telling me the other day about a friend that they had who had clothes that still have the sticker on them that they've had for 10 years. Brand new clothes they bought, never wore, and they're still there in their closet. Do you think that person needs those?
No,
absolutely not. And so that's what we do. We go through there. We figure out what to give away. It's kind of like taking inventory.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you figure out what the value of this is. And sometimes people discover and find things that they didn't even know was still there. It's like, oh, my gosh, I've been looking for this, right? Or they find $100 or something. But you have to figure out what the value of something is and what the usefulness of it is, really. It's not out of sight, out of mind. Especially in a spiritual sense.
Yeah.
Now, that's what we're going to relate this to. Mm-hmm. Because we have to really ask ourselves sort of in a, not an analytical way, but just a perceptive way, do I really need some of these things that maybe I'm entertaining? Or in that case, physically, do I need, you know, shoes I had when I was 5 years old, but I'm still dragging them around, you know, or something. So we're in the resurrection season, right? That's kind of a time of renewal.
Yeah.
It's a time of kind of out with the old and in with the new. And so, you know, maybe this can be a time for all of us to take a little bit more of an inventory on those things that are influencing our lives. Could be physical, that may be taking too much of our time and valuable energy. Maybe you're spending a little bit too much time watching television, watching movies, find yourself kind of, you know, the days are just going by and, you know, I mean, we all kind of go through this. You know, am I making the best use of my time? But we still have to be able to enjoy life, too. We're not just grinding all the time. But some of these things take too much energy and they take too much time.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you ever heard this statement. I kind of edited it because it's an old statement. And it was, if we want to go and grow with God, we got to learn to travel what? Light. We got to learn to travel light. That statement was actually, if you want to go far with God, you have to learn to travel light. And so that can take on a number of different meanings. But I think we've learned that the things in our homes can influence kind of our mental perceptions of things and just how we function. You know, if we have a lot of clutter and a lot of uncleanness and that sort of thing, it really, it's disorderly, and it doesn't really help our mental processes, you know. And it might be good to look at those things. I remember a point in time in my life where I really evaluated things. I was probably very zealous, I just wanted to, like, get rid of everything that was kind of, I thought, having a negative influence on me. And so we did. We used to get together and have these bonfires and throw things in, you know. And, we were trying to learn to travel light. And, you know, for the most part, I think it was quite a good experience. But tonight, I really want to talk more about the cares. That's so interesting you prayed about that. The cares, the concerns, and the burdens that we can carry in our hearts that rob us of fully enjoying God's blessing and God's peace in our day-to-day living. Maybe I should just let Deanne teach that. Yeah. You covered it in that prayer pretty much. That was so sweet.
That was good.
Yeah. And so here's a couple of things I thought about. Okay. Emotional pain and conflict. Okay. Who ever not ever felt that at times? Burdens of financial lack or debt, or what to do with the abundance that you've received. Many people are caught up in a worrisome place because they feel like they're going to lose all their investments, their money, their retirement. You know, what are we going to do? You know, I've got $1 million. What am I going to do with it? And so I become consumed with caring for some type of thing that in the long run, I mean, the roll call in heaven is not going to include that sort of, you know, things. How about health concerns? Concerns about your family, your children. How about the fear of failure, times of temptation, maybe even times where you've given into temptation, and now you're your own worst enemy because you're kicking your own behind because of mistakes and failures that you've made. Here's another one. Okay, feelings of unworthiness, procrastination. I'll get to it tomorrow. Kind of like cleaning out the attic of your home, the attic of your mind. You know, I'm kind of exhorting us to pay attention to what we think about and what we carry. And one other one was just the resentment. Sometimes I think we can carry looking at of other people, could be parents, could be circumstances, could be situations. Just, I wish it would have been different, and I'm just so, it's resentment. And on and on the list goes, okay? So I don't really want to take a lot more time talking about what all those things could be. But I do have a couple of ideas. Thank God, Barney. I do have a couple of ideas on how to help you lighten your load. And I think God's Word gives us the solutions.
Right.
You know, and so I'm going to be reading from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. I think of a familiar verse to most of us. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Do you have it there on your phone, Deanne?
I sure do.
Did you read it?
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Casting all your care, your anxious thoughts, your worries, your concerns. Sorry, that's me.
That's fine.
Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And that word careth is the care that a nursing mother has for her baby. I looked that one up.
Yeah, that's so cool. Casting all your cares. Yeah, that word's mentioned twice in that same one verse. You know,
different word, though.
Casting all of your cares. This is the Amplified here. What was that? Just King James or?
This is King James, but I've
King James with Vianne's literal interpretation. Good job, Vianne. Yeah. But anyway, amplified. Casting all of your cares, parentheses, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him. For he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. God is so good. He cares for us so much. He just loves us so unconditionally.
I know.
He does not have the same standards we have for success and failure.
Right.
And God not only loves us and cares about everything we go through, but he also understands. He understands the frail nature of the human. Right? Yeah. That's not an excuse, but it's that God does understand us, that we are human beings. Mm-hmm. Right? But you know what our job is, like we talked about? I love this in 1 Peter 5:7. Whether it's the King James, Amplified, or any other version, it says casting all of your care. Casting all of your care. You ever fished? You know what casting is? I mean, if you've ever been on a party boat out in the ocean, you got 50 guys on one boat, and they're casting all of it's a confusing mess. But the reality is, you're casting. You're throwing it. That's exactly what this is talking about. Get rid of it. Throw it. Cast it. I found this cool verse, Isaiah chapter 46, not a place we generally go too frequently. Isaiah chapter 46. And I've got two translations here.
Cool.
One of them is the New American Standard Bible, Isaiah 46:4. It says, even to your old age, I will be the same. And even to your graying years, I will bear you. I have done it, and I will carry you, and I will bear you, and I will deliver you. What a beautiful, beautiful image. I mean, obviously, I've taken that a little bit out of context, but you can read the context later. I mean, it's a great exhortation, like it is an exhortation to us, that God just reaching out. In another translation, it says, I am your God and will take care of you until you are old and your hair is gray. I made you and will care for you, and I will give you help and rescue you. You know what I'd like to say is there's hope. This is not the end of the story. No matter what season of life we're going through, there's always time for change. There's always time for renewal. I mean, in the Bible times or whatever, Jesus probably was one of the only people who really knew what was coming in the days ahead, and we're moving into that season now.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't darkness forever, because there was a glorious time that came. And so it was rebirth, renewal, resurrection, time of growth and healing and change
is good.
Every day, something new. I just love this cast off, put off. That's some other verses. Look at Romans chapter 13, verse 12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore do what? Cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. the armor of light. Cast off the works of darkness. Damn devil. Sorry. You know, but he has no business in our world, our lives. We are bought and paid for with a price by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we can use the authority by our claiming our power of attorney to cast off. Ephesians 4:22. Amplified. That regarding your previous way of life, you put off, you cast off your old self. Completely discard your former nature, which is being corrupted through, was being corrupted through deceitful desires, and be continually renewed in the spirit of what?
Your mind.
Well, where is the battlefield? Where does all these things that I mentioned, where are these things all taking place for the most part? Right up here, right in this gray matter, you know, and pretty much we all have the same amount of gray matter. But that's the thing. That's the battlefield. That's where it's taking place. But that's also a place where we have to really take inventory. And we have to clean out, like Ted Farrell said, the attic of our minds. The attic of your mind. It's whatever he said. Something about disarray. The words are so perfect. But it's our mind. Mm-hmm. It doesn't belong to anybody else. That's so you know what? I control that territory. Gosh, you put off. You know, to me, it's cast off. This is many times in regards to clothing, but it's talking about like tearing it off, rip it off, throw it away, get rid of it, not even goodwill, just burn it, gone. If you don't want to give it to somebody who has to use it again, just get rid of it. It's just put off. Completely disregard your former nature. And, gosh, in Romans 6, I think there's the... What we had come to learn as the first command to the church, Christian church. Reckon yourself therefore dead. Right? Reckon yourself. Set it to your account that your former way of life is blown to smithereens. It no longer is going to have that kind of effect on you. There's hope. That's a God of goodness, that you cast off your old self and be continually renewed in the spirit of your mind. Well, that's a noble challenge, to be continually renewed in your mind. And put on the new self. Take those old clothes off, naked as a jaybird, okay? We all look alike, sort of, underneath all that. But put it on. Put on those clothes that God has given us to be clothed with, right? Amplified said, the regenerated and renewed nature created in God's image in the righteousness and holiness of the truth, living in a way that expresses to God your gratitude for your salvation. I mean, whatever. The reality is, put off the old, put on the new. It's like cleaning out the attic, cleaning out your closet. I just did this not too long ago. You go kind of through your clothes. I haven't worn that in whatever. So I'm thinking, you know what? Somebody else could get blessed with that. So I give it away. Or I keep it. Or I trash it.
Right.
Or something else. Gosh. Yeah. I looked at this other translation. The Geneva Bible says that is that you cast off, concerning the conversation in time past, that old man which is corrupt according through the deceivable lust. So there it is. You cast it off. You throw it out. You know, some older big old fish can come along and grab it. You know, but our responsibility is not to figure out what's going to happen when we cast it off. It's just to cast it off. And another similar usage is in Colossians chapter 3, verse 9. King James says, "Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." Gosh, you know, the word is just so full of things that can bring newness, things that can bring renewal. I mean, God says in Philippians chapter 4, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep or guard your hearts through Christ Jesus." But then there's another verse that follows that, right? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Great verse. Where it tells us and talks to us about what we should think. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there any virtue, if there's any praise, do what?
Think
on these things. Think on these." You know what? It's easy to think the worst of things. Easy to think the worst of people. Easy to think the worst of situations, circumstances, and a variety of other things. But that's not the exhortation and the encouragement of the word. We're just kind of briefly going over here. This I'm simplifying it way down, but you know what? The truth is very deep. Because if your mind's unsettled and you're not finding and having peace day to day or moment to moment, life, I hesitate to use the word, but life kind of sucks. It's just not great. So we have to learn practical ways to put off the old and put on the new and deal with these things that come up in everybody's life, right? Emotional pain, conflict, burdens of health and children and failure and temptation and unworth. There's only one way to fight those giants. And it's just like Jesus did it. He did it with the word. He did it with the written word, he said, "It is written." And then in specific situations, as we are walking by the Spirit of God, God shows us what to do. He tells us what to do. He doesn't want us just all stressed out and burdened. See? And maybe we just need to get the perspective. You know, not even what to do. What's going on? You know, what's the spiritual cause behind this situation? Mm-hmm. Before what to do, we always do what I want to do. Well, if you don't know what's going on, you know, you might be able to practically do something to resolve it, but it'd be kind of cool to know and get God's perspective on the thing, too. So, it's a time of reflection. It's every time of renewal. It's a time of inventory. It's a time to clean house. It's a time to burn the chaff. It's a time to travel light, because we just carry so many things that are so unnecessary. And then you read about the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, goodness, long-suffering, temperance, gentleness, all these qualities that are really characteristics of the type of person Jesus was. And he lives where?
In us.
We've got it. We have what it takes. But we've got to get our minds in alignment with the Spirit. Our minds in agreement with what the truth says. Because there is a war going on that does not want you to do that. What power the church had if they only knew it.
Yeah.
But see, we know it. And so I guess the question for us is, what will we do with what we know? You know? So let's clean house. All of us. We're it's a good exhortation, guys. And God loves us so much. He cares for us. So we just have to engage a little bit more to just unload some of these things that just not good to have. So, well, Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together to bless each other, to encourage each other, to help each other, to exhort, to preach, teach, confront sometimes, Father, and just help each other to be better at this Christian walk and to be better walking by the Spirit so we can be free of all these entanglements so that we can just love you, Father, and hear from you maybe more clearly and know more clearly if we get rid of the entanglements, but definitely more clearly from this point forward, Father, that we can just be so renewed and refreshed. And just do our best, moment by moment, to stay in touch with you, Lord. And we pray in the powerful and wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.